Okay, the first one's for Mary Beth, who's having a procedure on her foot this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And then also pray for Matthew McFadden, who's a new truck driver and is or will be driving in Chicago today.
All right. We're going to intercede for these individuals, and I have one too as well. I have a friend, Stella Peacock. She lost her granddaughter, the same age as my youngest son. And I want to pray for that family, for Tangela, the mother of this young girl. This was her only child. And so we want to be in prayer for them, for the family as well. So, Father God, we thank you for these prayer requests for Mary Beth, who is having this particular procedure on her foot this afternoon. Lord, we just pray, God, that all will work out fine. All will work to the good for Mary Beth. We say that as they go in and do what is necessary, Lord, I just pray that as the doctor's going, it won't even be as they thought it would be. It won't be it won't be a tedious thing. It'll be even look better than what they thought they would encounter. And so, God, we speak divine healing and restoration in that foot. God, everything functioning properly with the bones, the tendons, ligaments, and all, God, everything coming together to function as it should. And we thank you for the medical team that is attending her, that they are doing that which they have been taught and skilled to do, and that nothing will go wrong with the procedure in any manner, but all is well and goes well in Jesus' name. We pray for Matthew McFadden, this particular truck driver, and we thank you, Lord, for his travels, Lord, even into the Chicago area on today, God. Thank you for every place that this vehicle that he is driving goes into. We thank you for angels surrounding him, angels all around and about him, Lord, taking him safely. Thank you for the vehicle functioning smoothly as it was made to function. We thank you for no unwarranted incidents or accidents. But we thank you, Lord, that he is able to just maneuver around without any problem whatsoever, God. Now, Father God, I also pray for Sister Stella, Lord. I pray for her daughter, Tangela, Lord, for Paris's father as well, Lord. I thank you for Paris's life. I thank you for the few years that you gave her to be with the family, Lord. And so, Father God, even as they make preparations to celebrate her life, I pray that the peace and the comfort of the Holy Ghost would be with them. Father God, be with Tangela, Lord, even as she moves about, Lord, and tries to get things set in motion for this celebration of Paris's life. Help her, God, to have the peace of God. Let her feel your spirit tangibly enveloping her. Tangibly let her feel your arms being wrapped about her. Tangibly let her feel you, Lord, there caring for her in a supernatural way. Let it be so, God. And we thank you for the family rallying around her, God. And we give you the praise, God, for what you're going to do, Lord. We know that these are hard things to accept. But, God, we just say that you know what is needed in this situation. And we pray that you would just be everything that is needed by this family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay.
announcement for the link. Join them for their third annual women's conference with the link and Titus 2. Friday, October 14th at 6 p.m., Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., and again at 2 p.m. It's going to be held at the Link Church located at 200 South Main Street here in Elk City. All questions and register with Jennifer Gifford, 580-339-1433. Gateway Church, located at 4772 West 3rd Street here in Elk City. Just a half a mile past Tractor Supply. Chasten and, and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City, Oklahoma. Service times, Sunday school is 9:45 a.m. Morning worship is at 10:30 a.m. Spanish service is at 2 p.m. Sunday evening service is 6 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. If you have any other questions, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. And if you are new and attend any of these services, mention this ad and receive a special gift. We are stronger together. The Refuge Church at New Liberty is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. If you do not have a home church, I encourage you, please go visit some churches and ask the Lord for a home church. He will give you one. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin. How you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is our sister in Christ, Melanie Randall. Her title for today is Wisdom to Live By, Part 3. Did I get
Amen.
It right?
That's good
enough. Okay.
That's good. That's good enough. Amen.
Back to you, sister.
Amen. I need to go back to the last one because I see something here that I did want to interject that I didn't put in. And that is, at the same time, the verse talking about the person that throws firebrands and arrows and death and then deceives his neighbor and says, I was just joking. The scripture says in Ephesians 5:4, it says, foolish talking, coarse jesting is not fitting. And so I wanted to interject that because there's just some people just have a knack at just saying something they don't need to say. You know what I'm saying? They just have a knack of just, you know, joking too much and And, you know, if there's a scripture talking about, you know, when you say too many words, you know, that sin is not lacking either, you know. So sometimes we just need to be quiet. There's just sometimes, because the enemy will have you just take it too far when you say too much. That's just the devil. He just being his devil self, you know. And so you got to watch that. Language that is used also, or humor that is used in a vulgar, lewd, or obscene way is not fitting. No, that's not fitting. That's not fitting, people of God. That's just not fitting for us. You just wouldn't expect, you know, Jesus to be walking the earth, you know, saying things of that nature. So if you can't picture the Lord Jesus walking the shores of Galilee, just, you know, saying and everything, what about us? We are to act, behave, conduct ourselves like Jesus did. The scripture says he was in this world, so are we. We have to be like him. We are to imitate. We're to be imitators of God as dear children. Okay, so let's do that. All right, let's go to Proverbs 27:2. Proverbs 27:2, and it states, "Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth; a stranger, and not your own lips." There's no benefit in self-promotion. You don't have to, you know, praise all of your achievements with somebody. You know, some of us just need to learn how to have conversation with people. We just need to know how to just carry on a conversation and not just let the whole conversation be you talking about all your personal achievements. Well, it should be you being concerned about the one that you're having conversation with, and you should be the one asking them about their personal achievements. That's the way it's supposed to be. The scripture also says that, "But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends." And so when we share, and we know the scripture says, you know, we're to make God's deeds known among the people. And so when you make the deeds of God known, it's not about you saying, well, I. It's about God, God, God. And so you're going to start saying, this is what God did. This is what God blessed me to do. You know, I thank God for the talents that he's given me, because God has given me, you know, quite a few talents to use to glorify him in. And even in writing poetry, I put after my name, D.I. Sometimes people will see, if I give them a poem or whatever, they'll see them, what is D.I.? I'll put my name down in the date I wrote it, but I put D.I., which means divine inspiration, because I'm always wanting to remind myself, it's not me. It's not my words. It's from the heart of God. If he wouldn't give it to me, I wouldn't know how to write it down. It's just that simple. You know, it's what God wants to be spoken in the earth to somehow or another lift somebody, encourage somebody, or even, you know, give them to see where they're at in their lives. And so we've got to, whatever God has given us to accomplish, we've got to acknowledge God as the one, not about us. Because we can't do nothing if God don't give us to do. We can't even get up in the morning unless God let the breath of life still be flowing through us, you know. So let's, you know, realize whatever achievements we have, it's because of God himself. And let us be like Philippians 2:3-4. Esteem others more highly than ourselves. Let's make somebody else feel good instead of trying to make ourselves feel good all the time. Let another person praise you. It's you know what? It really feels better when somebody else recognizes what God has given you than just you only. Because if you're the only one that ever recognizes what God gives, something wrong. Something wrong there, Monica. If nobody else never recognizes, I'm telling you, something's wrong there. So let somebody else praise you. Proverbs 28:14. Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. a person that is reverent, a reverential fear of God versus rebellion. A reverential fear. Let's talk about the reverential fear of God. So if you are a reverent person, if you have the fear of God, you're a person that wants to please God. You're a person that finds your contentment in God. Rebellion, though, leads to adversity and hardship. Yes, we're going to have some hardships regardless, but some of these hardships we don't have to have if we're not in rebellion. And so if we have a reverence and a fear of God, we will avoid some things that come with us when we harden our hearts against God. You don't want to be in rebellion, and you don't want to be stubborn against God. But you want to find yourself in a place of moving in the flow with God. And that's where favor is found. When you are in the flow of aligning yourself with God, God will give you, he'll give you favor with him, and he'll give you favor with man. And so let's have a godly reverence for who God is, you know. Let's not use his name in vain. Let's not just casually joke about God. This, you know, he's the creator. The scripture says, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. And we got to act like we know that God is the one that has made us. And so since he's the one that created us, we're going to have a certain way that we conduct ourselves. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. When you have people that are wicked in ruling positions, they rule their people like tyrants, like dictators. Freedom is suppressed. I thought about the incident that has happened with the Iranian woman that wasn't wearing her hijab, right? You know, her particular type of clothing over her, I can think things over her face and head or whatever. And they took her into custody and now she's dead. You know, there's something wrong about when the wicked in the ruling power and they feel like you not following their the way that they are dictating things ought to be, and it's in a wrongful manner anyway, and then they feel like they have to just come against you to kill you. There's something wrong about that. You know, when you think about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and how Russia is just trying to totally destroy and decimate the land, the people, the building, everything, you know, what are you going to prove if you just totally wipe out everything and then you got to go over there and try to build it up yourself? What are you proving there? When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Why? Because when you are a righteous individual, you have aligned yourself with the word of God and what God says, and you seek the best for your people. That's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't come here because he wanted to just browbeat people and beat them down. He came because he sought the best for us, which was salvation, to reconnect us back to the Father. He was seeking the best for us. But when you have tyrants and dictators and people that are wicked, all they seek is what they desire for themselves. They could care less about their people. They don't care if they starve them to death. They just don't. They don't care if food is sent over to them and all kind of aid and is sent to them. And there's been aid sent to countries that have wicked rulers, and they won't even let the aid get to the people that need it because they don't care about their people. And so you don't want to have wicked people ruling and reigning over you and causing grief, causing you to have to groan about, you know, what goes on under their rulership. And so, you know, we have to be looking at these things because this is what's happening in our day and time. This is exactly what's happening. You got a lot of wicked people in power ruling all across the world, the earth, in various countries, various nations, and even in America as well. And so, you know, and it's not bringing a lot of happiness. It's not bringing a lot of joy. It's bringing a lot of sorrow. Proverbs 30 and 12. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. What is that? What is that talking about? Well, it's talking about people having their own self-righteousness taking the place of God's righteousness. It causes you to see everybody else's sin but your own. It causes you to try to say, let me help you get the speck out your eye. You can't see this. How you gonna see? And you got a big old beam in your eye. You know, it causes you to try to talk about somebody else and in their downfall. And the next thing you know, you can't see your own downfall. No. We've got a generation that is thinking that they're right. This is all happening now. I'm glad for these proverbs because this is all going on now. We got a people that's going about and this is not just dealing with the people in power and ruling power, but just the people period in this time period that's thinking they're right about what they believe about aborting a baby right up to birth, you know, believing that little children can decide whether they are a girl or a boy, you know, just all kind of crazy stuff. Little children can decide whether or not they can be an animal now. You know, I want to be a cat and you better address me as a cat. You know, come on now. We got a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its own filthiness. That's the reason, because they really don't see right, because they're spiritually blind. That's the problem. They're spiritually blind. And we got to pray that God will bring the light of the gospel to penetrate into the heart where the blinders come off. Proverbs 31 and 30. This is the last one. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. This is next to the last verse in Proverbs altogether, in Proverbs 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Let me say this. God defines us as women. And not only that, God defines you too, man. He defines who you are as well. We don't get so caught up in the outward appearance, because the outwardly that is seen is temporary as well. But know that when you are a person that fears the Lord, be you man or woman, you have an inner spirit that leads to the eternal. Do you all know? Why I'm asking this, do you all know? Because you probably don't. I know I didn't know this. In 2018, $6.5 billion was spent on cosmetic surgery. Now, what does that say? $6.5 billion. I didn't say million. I said billion was spent on cosmetic surgery. Now, you know, I'm plain. I'm as plain as they come. I don't be wearing no makeup and stuff, because, you know, and I'm 65. A lot of people say I don't look like I'm 65. I turned 65 September 26th, and God has kept my skin, you know, and I mean I feel good, and it's just the blessings of God. I'm not on medication. You know, I joined the Medicare group, but I'm not on medication. You know.
I cannot believe that wow.
Yes, ma'am. I was. Wow. Monica, I was at the Chinese restaurant.
Miss Melanie, I thought you were my age, sister. I really did. Wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was at the Chinese restaurant about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I asked the lady, I said, do y'all have a senior discount? And she says, yes, it's age 65. Well, it was the day before I was going to turn 65. I said, well, I guess I got to wait till tomorrow. I said, I'll be 65 then. She said, oh, nobody believe you 65. Nobody believe it. Wow. And I was trying to tell, I should have pulled out my driver's license to tell her, yeah, I'm really going to be there, you know. But, you know, God has preserved me. And the scripture said he'll beautify, you know, the meek with the meek with salvation. You know, he'll beautify thus those that know him. And so we don't have to spend $6.5 billion on cosmetic surgery. We just don't have to do that. No. What do you think you got to do? You go ahead and do that. But, you know, don't let it become such a priority till you, you know, you get away from doing other things that's more necessary, that's more of a priority for you to do. You know, what's the greater value? How you look or how you act? What's more important there? It's the beauty of your heart. And so I want us to realize, you know, I'm not telling nobody to, you know, stop wearing your makeup. Do what you got to do to feel like it makes you feel good, you know, and makes you look, you know, your best. But don't take it to the extremes. Don't take it to the extremes. Be concerned about the inner beauty of your conduct, your behavior towards other people. Because if you're not acting right, you're going to look ugly to them. I don't care how beautiful you are. After a while, it just, the ugliness on the inside comes out on the outside, and you don't even look that good on the outside anymore, you know. So let's live by these words. Let's live by these words in Proverbs. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you so much. You always bring good food to this table.
Praise God. Praise God.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. You know, it never fails. It never fails. I can come in here. Y'all seen me this morning. I feel undone. I'm not in my van. I'm going through some stuff, and that's okay. Because I know who's with me.
Amen.
I know who's with me. And that's what I hang on to. No matter how undone I feel, no matter how far outside my comfort zone, I know he's with me. I haven't driven a stick shift in, I can't even remember how many years. Before I got in that car last night, I said, Lord, I need your help. We didn't even make it jump, sputter, or die. God's so faithful, y'all.
Yes,
when you feel undone, when you don't know what's going on around you, remember who's with you in the storm.
Amen.
And remember who said, go to the other side.
Amen.
From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from the beautiful Tina Nancy. What did I say, Tina? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Nancy Elwood, and from our beautiful sister in Christ, Melanie Randall. Y'all have a blessed Thursday, and stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always the easiest thing for a woman to have done, but it's always been just fine for me, because Barber Dyson Ford takes care of everything. They've always treated me professionally, I've never had to worry about unnecessary work, and the work they've done has kept me on the road, and it's kept me safe. That's one reason I'll be a Barber Dyson customer for life. Thanks, Barber Dyson Ford, for providing outstanding service for 25 years.
The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of Living Waters Church. The Truth Broadcast Program.